Bonjour, Sagoli. My name is Dan Smoke. You're listening to Smoke Signals. And that was Mitch Walking Elk, Oglala Sioux brother from Wisconsin. The song was If They Come in the Morning from the album entitled Indians. And now Mary Lou has some community service announcements.
Thanks, Dan. The University of Western Ontario Faculty of Part-Time and Continuing Education is offering a course in Understanding Iroquoian Ways. Take this opportunity to explore and examine Iroquoian philosophy, beliefs, values, language, religious observances, and traditional ways through a continuing education course offered this winter and spring. Starting with the story of creation, you explore the cultural development of the Iroquoian people from the past to the present as told by Iroquois. This starts February 13th to April 9th for 8 Thursdays from 7:30 till 9:30 p.m. at room 204 at the University College, UWO campus in London. The fee is $76. David Miracle, a lecturer in Western's Department of Anthropology and acting director of the Institute of Iroquoian Linguistic and Cultural Studies of Ontario, will be the instructor for this course. Contact the University of Western Ontario Faculty of Part-Time and Continuing Education, Room 23, Stephen Lawson Building, London, Ontario. The telephone number is area code 519-661-3631, and the fax number is 519-661-3799. Kettle Point sponsors a bingo every Monday night at 7 p.m. There is a $3,500 prize board for all the regular games at the Community Center at 53 Indian Lane in Kettle Point. The telephone number is 519-786-4940. The Park Plaza Bingo, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. The warm-ups start at 7 o'clock and the regulars start at 7:15. They have Sunday afternoon bingos where they start at 1 o'clock and they have excellent prizes. Look for 7 nights a week in 1992. The Park Plaza is on the Munster Reserve. And Wishkeag will be sponsoring a bingo at the Park Plaza on February 9th, 1992 at 6:30 p.m. So come out and show us your support. The London Namur and Friendship Center's bingos have been set for the next 2 months. They are as follows: February 14th from 1 to 4 p.m., March 6th from 1 to 4 p.m., and March 27th from 7 till 10 p.m. Come out and support the Friendship Center either by playing or volunteering your time at the Pot of Gold on Hamilton Road. Mona Stonefish Jacobs will lead a traditional hearing circle and workshop for women. Mona is a Native woman who draws on her traditional spiritual practices and beliefs to seek out ways of building understanding and caring between people of different cultures and of engendering respect of the earth. The workshop and healing circle are intended to help women find ways to address the social, political, and ecological problems facing us today. This will be on Sunday, February 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the CCLC Settlement Annex at 717 Dundas Street. Daycare and lunch are provided. The registration fee is $8 or what you can afford. The telephone number to call for information is 432-2123. International Development Week. There's a Third World Info Fair happening right now at the Northland Mall at Highbury and Huron, and that's on until 4 o'clock today. They have informational displays and around the world stationary bicycle race. Find out how you can become part of the solution and meet representatives from several London groups active in Third World issues. There will be a radio phone-in show-in on foreign aid and global interdependence on Radio 98's Talkback show, Monday, February 3rd, 1992 at 10 a.m. There will be a First Nations People Forum on the Constitution on March 6th and 7th, 1992 at the Prince Arthur Hotel in Thunder Bay, Ontario. This two-day conference will feature an exchange of ideals and opinions on Canada's constitution of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal political leaders and elders representatives of Aboriginal service organizations. Delegates and guests will attempt to find consensus on such issues as Aboriginal self-government and the Charter, Aboriginal responses to the federal constitutional proposal, urban self-government, the evolving roles of Aboriginal elders, women and youth, who represents Aboriginal nations and communities, cultural night and banquet on March 6, 1992 at the Indian Friendship Center, contact Bernadette Cook at Ontario Native Women's Association at 807-623-3442 for tickets. And for conference info, call Audrey Lacey at 705-942-0839. The Department of Anthropology and the Center for Women's Studies and Feminist Research present Alanisa Bonsoin, a Native filmmaker with the National Film Board of Canada in Montreal, on views of Native women in documentary ethnographic film. The place will be the Social Science Center, 9420, the date Thursday, March 26, 1992, at 12 noon. The Toronto Native Canadian Center will be chartering a plane and flying off to the powwow in Mission, BC on July 9th and returning on July 14th, 1992. Prices start at $939 for 5 nights accommodation at the Sheraton Hotel, plus a tour of Vancouver. Contact Pat Turner at 416-964-9087. There's only 47 seats available on the plane, so please book early. And that's all I have for this week.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Nyawa. Miigwech. And that brings us to a close for this week here at Smoke Signals. I hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in next week. We will be giving you updates on the Lone Fighters, the Kanasataki Mohawks, and other issues that are very pertinent to First Nations people. And we will be closing today with Robbie Robertson, a Cayuga Nation brother from the Six Nations Reserve. He will be singing Fallen Angel. See you next week. Onagi Wahe.